For KBIA News, I'm Brady Finn. Some former Missouri officials are supporting a proposal to require high school students to pass a test typically used for immigrants applying for citizenship. Former Governor Bob Holden and other political leaders said Wednesday that the test is necessary to educate students on democracy. A study conducted by a conservative Oklahoma research organization found less than 3% of high school students in that state could pass the citizenship test. Supporters of the Civics Education Initiative say data on how Missouri students would fare isn't available. Under the proposal, Missouri high school students would have to correctly answer at least 60% of the citizenship questions in order to graduate. The proposal was part of a push by the Civics Education Initiative to enact similar laws in all states by 2017. A prosecutor says he'll immediately release transcripts and audio recordings of a grand jury investigation into the death of Michael Brown if the panel doesn't indict the suburban St. Louis police officer who shot him. Spokesman Ed McGee said on Wednesday St. Louis County Prosecutor Bob McCulloch has ordered that the proceedings be transcribed and audio recorded, an unusual step for grand juries in Missouri. If the police officer, Darren Wilson, is indicted, the grand jury testimony and recordings will become potential trial evidence and will not be released. The grand jury is deciding if use of lethal force was justified. Wilson is currently on paid administrative leave. First Ward Columbia Councilwoman Ginny Chadwick proposed a ban on the use of e-cigarettes. During the city council's meeting on Monday, Chadwick said she wants e-cigarette usage to be banned indoors. E-cigarettes are battery-powered electronic cigarettes that turn nicotine and other chemicals into vapor. Chadwick says usage among middle school students doubled between 2011 and 2012.
In August of 2014, the American Journal of Public Health found that young users are more likely to initiate e-cigarettes than any other demographic, and the use of one tobacco product increases the willingness to use multiple tobacco products.
Chadwick says there aren't restrictions on e-cigarette advertisements aimed at adolescents. Jefferson City, Washington, Creve Coeur, and St. Joseph have passed measures to restrict the use of e-cigarettes. The city council voted to send Chadwick's proposal to the Board of Health and the Substance Abuse Advisory Commission for review. The Missouri chapter of the Sierra Club is endorsing a plan for a wind energy transmission line across the state, saying it would reduce the state's dependence on coal. The Grain Belt Express high-voltage transmission line would run across Buchanan, Clinton, Caldwell, Carroll, Sheraton, Randolph, Monroe, and Rawls counties in Missouri, with a converter station in Rawls County. The total project stretches from western Kansas to Indiana. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports the Sierra Club said in a news release the Grain Belt project would help Missouri achieve a requirement that utilities generate at least 15% renewable energy by 2021. Some property owners along the Missouri route have said the plan would hurt their property values and quality of life. For KBIA News, I'm Brady Finn.